from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Democratic presidential candidates said in their final debate of the year on Saturday they are focused on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State group as their top priorities. When asked about Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's idea of distrusting Muslims, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the U.S. has always treated Muslims with respect.
One of the best things that was done, and George W. Bush did this, and I give him credit, was to reach out to Muslim Americans and say, we're in this together. You are not our adversary. You are our partner. And we also need to make sure that the really discriminatory messages that Trump is sending around the world don't fall on receptive ears.
National polls are indicating that Clinton leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by more than 20 points. The other candidate, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, in single digits in all the polls. Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to change their constitution to allow President Paul Kagame to seek another term. New change would allow him to run for another 7-year term. After that, he'll be eligible to run for a further 2 5-year terms until the year 2034. 58-year-old Kagame has been in power since 2000. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the International Roadmap for Peace in Syria, approved unanimously by the U.N. Security Council, was a rare display of unity among major powers on a conflict that's claimed more than 250,000 lives. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday that his country's not yet used all of its military capabilities in Syria and is ready to step up those efforts. This is VOA News. Turkey.